in bygone days, and days gone by, there was a time that God asserted himself in this world through the nation of Israel. And he did many wonders and miracles in Egypt as he brought them out of Egypt, out of bondage. And he parted the Red Sea, and then they went into the Promised Land, and over time they had kings. And they had a king that sat on the throne, and they had an anointed king, a shepherd boy. And they came up against a great army. And the army had a champion. He was a Philistine. He was a giant. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then said David, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine hand or thine head from thee." And David took the head of the Philistine. Once I wandered out in sin, had no peace, no joy within, and my soul was burdened down with pride. But the Savior came along and he showed me I was wrong, and he placed me on the winning side. From the straight and narrow way, ever drifting every day, out upon the waters deep and wide. But it all is over now, glory light is on my brow, and my soul is on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. No more out in sin will I abide. He's the keeper of my soul since I gave to him control. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side. Now, we talked about the bygone days, but there's a present day. Some 2,000 years ago, Jesus came, took on the form of man, took on flesh, and he lived a life, and he died on the cross, and he shed his blood for sin. He paid the sin debt. And those of us that have been bought with such a price, he has said to us, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And that is great for today. It's a wonderful blessing. But he didn't stop there. You know, we have a promise for the future. We have a promise for a coming day when there's no more wickedness, no more evil. There's going to be a time of peace with a King of Kings. John wrote in Revelation, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I will never have a fear, for my Lord is ever near, and in Him so often I confide. He's the keeper of my soul since I gave to Him control, and He placed me on the winning side. Yes, we're on the winning side. Yes, we're on the winning side. No more out in sin should we abide. He's the keeper of our soul since we gave to Him control. Now I know, oh yes, I know, I'm on the winning side.